The March 24, 2009 session of the House Subcommittee on Workforce Development. Good morning, everyone. I am going to open a public hearing on that bill. Anyone from the public wish to testify? I'm not seeing anyone signed up. I am going to close the public hearing and open a work session on House Bill 2732. All right, Kevin, if you would please summarize briefly the bill, what are as it stands amended by the dash ones, and I guess a plethora of amendments at this point.
Thank you, Chair Witt, members of the committee. First of all, I apologize for the delay in getting started. We've put a chart up to assist. As the bill currently, the little bill that could, I guess, has returned to us, as you recall, on the 10th of March, this bill was before you. We adopted dash one amendments. The amendments went to the large committee for consideration. It was brought to our attention that there was an additional amendment that came. Suffice it to say, it's back down. Where we stand currently with respect to this is, recall, this is the Career and Technical Education Collaboration Task Force. And it's creating essentially a task force to study ways in which kindergarten through grade 12 schools, labor, business, and industry can collaborate and form partnerships regarding career and technical education. The dash one amendments require the task force to include amongst its membership representatives from a career school and a nonprofit organization. Those were both previously adopted on the 10th. And the amendment also changed some phraseology to reflect that the task force is required to generate a plan rather than simply a report to be submitted to the interim committee on workforce development. If the bill was left there, then none of this would be necessary. Now we've got what I've tried to do here real quickly in shorthand is a grid to try to reflect the different amendments. As Chair Witt indicated, there are a total of five additional amendments that have come forward, and I'm going to summarize them very briefly and then relate them back to the chart. There is the dash two amendment that makes a couple of notable changes. First, it changes the focus. The bill currently focuses on collaboration and partnerships among kindergarten through grade 12 schools. The dash two amendment would modify that to reflect that it is looking for collaborations between grade 7 and 16, so essentially a four-year college degree is what's contemplated. Second of all, and that's just so we go through the K-12 element, that is the only one of the amendments that does that. So if you adopted the dash two amendments, the 7 through 16 would be included to replace the grade kindergarten through 12. If the bill is left in its original form or other adopted amendments other than the dash 2 adopted, it will remain K through 12. And if there's anything, maybe I'll answer. Maybe you guys want to ask me it now as we're kind of working through it. The second thing, and this is towards the very bottom of it, is this bill also, the dash 2 amendment, will also do a couple of things in terms of changing what must be, I guess, the work of the task force. And there are four primary focuses of the dash 2 amendment that would kind of direct the task force. First, review findings of the Oregon Career and Technical Education Study and make recommendations. Two, examine and expand career and technical education student leadership programs to increase collaborations with education, business, and labor. Three, examine integrated career and technical education programs. And four, explore and expand the availability of an applied baccalaureate degree at Oregon institutions of higher education. Again, as was the case with the K through 12, the only amendment that includes these additional duties are the dash two. We next move to the dash three amendments that are before you. The dash three amendments do two things. First, they add the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development as a separate and distinct task force member. As the bill is currently worded, it refers to a member of the committee who happens to be a teacher or administrator at a community college. This would add a specific representative from the Department of Community Colleges. And what, again, moving in that progression, the Dash 5 amendments essentially takes that one element of Dash 3, adding the Department of Community Colleges as a task force member, and essentially that's a standalone amendment. So Dash 5 basically would be adds community college workforce development as a task force partner, and that's all the Dash 5 would do. The Dash 3 also does something else, which I'll get to in a second. The easiest, probably shorthand, to look at this is the Dash 3 amendments. Have two items. Dash 4 and 5 basically break the Dash 3 into separate parts. The second Dash 3 component is requires the community colleges, BOLI, and the Department of Education to staff the committee. And again, what that does is essentially, I believe it's the Dash, let me get this straight so I don't get them confused, the Dash 4 amendments would add that second component as a standalone amendment. Have I totally lost you so far?
We're tracking here on your chart.
Okay, good. The Dash 5 amendments the Dash 5 amendment is the standalone community college workforce development as a task force member. That's, again, the standalone amendment. What I would call, we call Part B of the Dash 3, in a way. Finally, there is a Dash 6 amendment. The Dash 6 amendment goes through and would modify the bill to reflect that community colleges would also be one of the entities, along with grade kindergarten through 12 schools, labor, business, and industry. It would basically add community colleges to that pot of players as well. And so throughout the bill itself, whenever you saw those players, kindergarten or the schools, business and labor, the community colleges would now be one of those partners looking for collaborations. That is the only bill that has that verbiage in it. And so that's where we stand right now.
Okay.
Any questions I may be able to answer, please feel free to let me know.
Representative Dumbrough.
Well, I'd like to go through them, if I could, Mr. Chair, in reverse order. The Dash 6 amendment really brings us back, I think, to what Representative Esquivel and I, what first inspired us to suggest this task force, and that was the issue of better collaboration between the K-12, particularly high schools, and community colleges. You know, co-use of facilities, ease of transition, you know, et cetera. The directive to LC, you know, included that as, you know, what we wanted. But what came back was a version that had no mention of community colleges in the purpose. So this would put it back in the purpose of the task force. So I would certainly argue for that. In five, that puts a CCWD representative on the task force, and I think that that's very appropriate because while it's useful to have somebody who's doing frontline work in a community college to be part of the task force, the CCWD has, I think, a more global perspective. They do the youth program. They have all sorts of partnerships and initiatives, as well as a statewide perspective. So I think that number five is good. The Dash 4 amendment, I think, is there. I have to take the responsibility or blame for this, but I've actually, I think, changed my mind on it. That was the idea that the committee would be staffed jointly by the ODE, CCWD, and BOLI. And there was a certain amount of resistance to that on this committee, and then I think in the larger committee about the sort of complications that that would create.
Okay.
And I definitely did hear that from Boley and CCWD. So I think that my recommendation would be to go back to just stay with what we have in the original bill, which would be to have it staffed by ODE. And the others would, I think, be very actively engaged, but not formally staffing it. The Dash 2 amendment has some really interesting concepts to it, and I think a lot of what's recommended here, I think, will probably inform the committee as they're doing their work, but I don't know that it actually has to be in the bill. And so I guess, you know, my recommendation would be to go with what we have, you know, the original bill, the Dash 1 amendment, and then add the Dash 5 and Dash 6.
Kevin, if you'd rip that off and hang it right here in front of us. Committee members, This is a classic example of a bill that's been loved to death, and that's why we have it back here. Part of the problem, or one of the challenges that we're facing right now, is all of the things that I think have been proposed are good. They're great, and I think we could justify each one of them. The challenge that we face is making it fiscally acceptable this session. And I would like to, if at all possible, get this back down to basics. And this is a good bill that Representatives Esquivel and Dembro have come up with. And I desperately want to see this bill get to the House floor. In order to assist that, I think there are a few things that we could do to improve its chances. As the bill now stands, we're looking at K through 12. That will undoubtedly incur a rather heavy fiscal, and I would throw it out for your consideration. That if we narrowed this substantially to grades 7 through 12, that we would reduce the fiscal impact, and I think still be able to reach the target audiences. Now, I ask the two of you who put this together whether that fits within the concept and framework of what you were initially after when you designed this bill.
Mr. Chair, maybe I'm on the wrong impression, and maybe Representative Dembro can explain this to me, but isn't the K through 12 just a system? Mm-hmm. We're dealing with the high school. We are not dealing with kindergarten here. And I think we're talking about splitting hairs here, because the K through 12 system is a system in itself, and 7 through 12 is part of that system.
Yes.
And I don't know why that would have any effect on anything, whether it's called K through 12 or whether it's called 7 through 12.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something here that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Kevin, and then Representative Holden.
Just to clarify, the one fiscal that we do have right now is with respect to the underlying bill. The fiscal did report out that there was a $3,000 to $4,000 calculation for incidentals, as well as a $20,000 potential fiscal for bringing on additional full-time employees. That, I guess, as the bill stands, that's what we do know. And to the extent that changes, I mean, it's something. I believe I'm going to jump here. Morgan Allen actually is in the audience with the Department of Education and may be able to speak to some of the potential fiscal impacts if the chair so desires.
And please, Morgan, before you begin, Representative Polvey, I know that you had some input here.
Well, I just wanted to make a point. In speaking about 7 through 12, surely that's, kids are more oriented towards, career and technical applications. But I guess I would hesitate to say that is really the only place that exposure to career and technical applications really takes place. I refer to Building Blocks for Kids as an elementary school program. There's other things that you get kids familiar with, careers, at an early age as well. Not saying that needs to be the focus of this bill, but I just wanted to make that comment.
Certainly.
that education happens at a very early age.
And a very good point.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Morgan Allen with the Department of Education, and to address the questions of the committee about fiscal, our staff has analyzed all of the amendments, and the -2, -5, and -6 would have no impacts on our fiscal, and the -3 and -4 would reduce our fiscals approximately 2/3 by adding the other agencies. So adopting the -2 or any combination of the -2, 5, or 6 would keep the fiscal, as your committee administrator mentioned, which is between $23,000 and $24,000. So,
okay.
And, again, just like the other agencies, I know Representative Dembro has talked to the other agencies. They don't have the resources to do that. Under normal circumstances, this is something that we could probably easily absorb. But given the fact that our agency, with all other state agencies, has been asked to submit 30% cut lists to our staff and programs, this would have to go into the calculation. If this bill made it through the process and were signed into law, we'd have to make a decision on what we were not to do in order to do this.
And, Morgan, I know you don't have the benefit of an in-depth analysis here, but if we were to narrow that to grades 7 through 12, is it reasonable to assume that we further reduce, we might possibly reduce that fiscal?
Mr. Chair, that's a very good question, and unfortunately the answer is no, because the fiscal doesn't really have to do with the number of grades we're examining.
Okay.
It's just the literal number of meetings and convening of the committee and the expenses that the committee would incur and the staff required to produce the report and the other incidentals of the committee. So narrowing that would not have an impact.
Okay, that's very good information to know. That's extremely helpful. Thank you. Any further questions for Mr. Allen? All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Kevin. Members of the committee, one other follow-up along the lines of what Morgan said. My conversations with representatives of the community colleges as well as Boley are consistent that essentially it's still going to be split whether you have one party or three parties who are staffing it. The costs are going to be the same. The impressions I have been left with is the same general burdens or the same general constraints that the Department of Education has, the Boley as well as community colleges would have in terms of finding the people and the resources to staff it. So that's at least consistent with the conversations I've had with those representatives of those two entities.
Okay, I think, committee members, there's one other, there may be a couple other considerations. The first, I think, is whether or not we choose to add anyone to the task force, and I think it's the -5, isn't it,
yes.
Kevin? That's the CCWD.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Chairman.
So 3 also adds CCWD, but it also adds
the -3 amendment.
Three departments.
Correct. The -3 amendment does two things. It adds CCWD as task force member, but also adds Boley, CCWD, and Department of Education as the three sources of staffing. The -5 amendment, all it does is add CCWD as a task force member. That's a standalone amendment.
Okay. All right. And again, the consideration is by adding additional agencies as oversight to this project that we run the risk of running up the fiscal substantially. However, an additional member of the task force, I don't think we have that impact. Representative Esquivel.
Yes, Mr. Chair, help me out here. Those letters aren't big enough. What's the bottom line says change duties of, and then I can't read it.
That's an abbreviation for task force. Sorry, my English characters have gotten a little bit. At home, I've been trying to learn Mandarin, and I guess it's all going.
That looks Mandarin to me. I thought maybe this was a crash course, and
essentially, and I apologize to the members. I was trying to write as small as humanly possible, but essentially what. It says it changes duties of the task force. The Dash 2 amendment will add, if you were to look at the bill, to Section 3, there's already two duties set forth, identify collaborations and partnerships among kindergarten through grade through 12, and then the second one is to make recommendations regarding increasing collaborative efforts. What the element of the Dash 2 that changes the duty adds the four additional duties, our responsibilities to the task force is in terms of what they would be looking at.
Okay, thank you very much. Representative Holby.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't mean to complicate this issue anymore, but on the Dash 5 amendment, we're adding the Department of Community College and Workforce Development as a member of the task force, and it's changing on line 8, deleting 9 and inserting 10 as the number of people on the task force. So although this committee's already adopted the Dash 1, it's not part of the printed bill, unless I'm mistaken, which in the Dash 1 we already added career colleges and a nonprofit, which would make the number of people on this task force I believe 13 now. Is that correct?
We have to
if we're assuming that we're not rescinding the Dash 1.
Yes. It's part of the bill now.
The main bill hasn't, because it hasn't been to the floor, been engrossed yet, so that's part of the reason we don't have it.
Well, the reason I bring that up, Mr. Chair, if I might, is because all these amendments say of the printed bill, which is the original bill, not of the Dash 1 added to it. So the Dash 5 would not be accurate if we were trying to assume the Dash 1 was already part of the bill.
Thank you, Representative Holby. Appreciate that. Duly noted, Kevin. Okay, so I am sensing that we're coming to agreement that it's the bill that, as amended presently with the Dash 1s, plus we're considering Dash 5. Is that do we pretty much have, are we close to consensus on that? Kevin, if you would do another chart just with what that would do then at that point. Can you take a minute? You can pull that right off the desk if you want. And that may or may not elicit any comments from the audience at this point when we're done.
I guess it'd be 12 members, right?
Or 13.
What was it to start with?
I think it'd be 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need some help?
Keith? I think what's best to get this accomplishment.
Yeah.
We're making you think on your feet here, Kevin.
It's tough for somebody that young.
The other way,
you need to. Ooh.
I think we need to incorporate community colleges in here and insert some means of the fives and the six.
It would be the fire.
And then I think.
Before you had time to rectify it, yeah.
It does community college workforce development.
But I think it's part of the amendment that we have there, I think. Or the original bill.
Members of the committee, we're talking about just adding community colleges. Is that correct? Just the community colleges as a task force member? Or are we also talking about the 7 through 12?
No, I don't.
No,
think
okay. We're
going to
keep the K through 12.
You know, the partnership, collaboration.
Oh, right here.
Yeah. So it would basically be a collaboration partnership among kind of anthropogenic
probably that
schools,
would do
community
it,
colleges,
labor.
Well, labor.
Well, no, because it is community colleges as part of it.
And then down here he does the same thing.
Well, it just adds.
It just adds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's it.
Okay.
So you're saying.
All right, Kevin. So if you could review just for the record here where this puts us.
I'm good with that.
Or where it would put us.
I didn't realize today's meeting was a fraternity initiation ceremony. Where this would put us is, as Representative Holvey indicated correctly, this would be member 13, lucky number
12,
okay, to the task force by adopting the Dash 5. Again, the Dash 5 only adds the member. It doesn't do anything else to the task force itself. So as it would stand, community colleges, the Department of Community Colleges would now be added to the list under Section 2C. It would be another member.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Holy.
Entertain a motion?
I just like to check and see if there's anyone with the audience, if this has elicited any comments from anyone at this point, where our work is at. Hands? Okay, I'm not seeing any. All right, Representative Holvey.
Mr. Chair, I move the committee adopt the Dash 5 amendments to, can I make two motions at the same time? Dash 5 and Dash 6? You want me to do them one at a time?
If you do one at a time, Representative Holvey, I'd appreciate
it. I move we adopt the Dash 5 amendment to House Bill 2732.
Representative Holvey has moved the Dash 5 amendments to House Bill 2732. Any discussion on that motion? Is there any opposition among the subcommittee? Seeing none, hearing none, the Dash 5 amendments are adopted into the bill. Representative Holvey.
Mr. Chair, I move we adopt the Dash 6 amendments to House Bill 2732.
Representative Holvey has moved the Dash 6 amendments to House Bill 2732. Kevin, that would do?
Essentially what that will do, if you go down to the very, the second to the bottom,
yep,
where it goes no, 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 yes, that is where we're listed at. And essentially what the Dash 6 amendment does is it includes community colleges to the list of parties that the task force is seeking greater collaboration with. Essentially, it adds them to the parties, or adds them to schools, labor, business, and industry. And so essentially what would happen is throughout the bill, where that list of partners comes up, you would now add community colleges to that list of people as well, or those organizations as well.
Representative Esquivel.
Yes, question. Would that be similar to slicing and dicing this like K through 12 versus 7 through 12, since we have the workforce development from the community colleges, would this in turn be enough representation for the community colleges to not make this necessary? I guess that's my question.
If I could respond to that.
You know about those.
Yeah. Well, I just think that, you know, the purpose of the task force is to increase our collaboration and partnerships between among these different sectors. So K-12, community colleges, labor, industry, in relation to career and technical education. So it seems like the bill should spell that out.
Okay.
And so just putting community colleges in makes that clear. And then it becomes clear why we have representation on the committee, you know, from that sector.
I just wanted to clarify that.
That's helpful to me, too.
Yeah. Thank you. Any further discussion, Representative Holvey?
Mr. Chair, and I just, for my own sake in hearing this again, that we have already adopted the Dash 1, so they remain a part of this bill along with the Dash 5 and Dash 6 if this motion were to carry.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Further discussion? I'm not seeing any or hearing any. Is there any objection to the adoption of the Dash 6 amendments into House Bill 2732? Seeing none, hearing none. They are adopted. Representative wants to make the motion to send this to the committee. Representative Esquivel.
Mr. Chair, I move
House Bill 2732 as amended to the Business and Labor Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Esquivel moves House Bill 2732 as amended to the House Committee on Business and Labor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, hearing none, are there any objections to moving that to the full committee? It is on its way to the full committee. Gentlemen, thank you very, very much. It took us a while to get there, but I believe this is a good product.
For the committee's benefit, and given the fact that this subcommittee is somewhat an anomaly in terms of other committee assignments, what I will do is we are waiting the fiscals on these. For the members who are not Representative Holby, Representative Witt, I believe, are on the committee. Representative Eskel, you are as well. But for Representative Denbro and Representative Huffman, what I will do is try to get the fiscals and any other information so that you gentlemen can track it as well. The rest of them will get the information, but you guys will also have the information to track this as well. So
great. And committee members, this has been a good discussion this morning, and I appreciate the consensus that we've arrived at. Anything further on House Bill 2732? I'm going to close the work session on that bill. Is there anything for the good of the order here this morning? Any other items that folks want to discuss? Seeing none, hearing none, this subcommittee stands. Oh, whoops, before I do, Kevin, coming events.
We have a bill on Thursday that changes, and I don't have the agenda, has been posted, that will deal with military issues, specifically changing Oregon law as it pertains to service members who are coming back in terms of job protection. I think it's going to be a state analog to federal law that also exists in terms of protecting jobs and potentially creating an unlawful work practice, I believe. So that will be before us on Thursday, and again, the specter of 2398 is looming even larger now, so be ready, and hopefully will be coming to us next week.
Coming to a subcommittee near us. All right, with that, we're adjourned. See you on Thursday.